This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Vanessa Colella. How are you, Vanessa?
Excellent. Thanks. How are you?
Good. And Vanessa is the head of Citi Ventures. Now, you all know Citigroup, about 215,000 people, $70 billion company. It's almost like a country, right?
Not quite a country.
But in terms of the impact, it almost is. In Citi Ventures, there's really three parts of the business model, which we'll go in depth with. But first, share what are those three parts of the model.
Sure, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it. So really, at Citi Ventures, we focus on three things at Citi. One is that we do venture capital investing for the company on a global basis. So we're out meeting thousands of companies every year to try and understand what's happening in technology, what's new, what do we need to be right there with as these companies are growing up and becoming larger. And so we've got a nice portfolio of companies, and we are really very focused on helping those entrepreneurs scale efficiently and effectively as they grow their businesses. The second thing that we do is we run what we call an innovation network. This is both connecting cities' global labs, so we've got labs everywhere from Singapore to Dublin to Tel Aviv to New York, connecting those labs together, but also, and we can talk more about this, we think a lot about bringing the outside in, so partnerships with other groups to really think through what's on the cutting edge, how do we bring that into a company like Citi in a productive way. And the third thing that we do is we run a strategic growth program for the company. We always say that, you know, while entrepreneurs on the outside have great ideas, their employees throughout any company who also have wonderful ideas. Right? It's not just two guys and a dog in a garage in Palo Alto, but it could be someone inside the company. And so we run a program that's modeled on the same features of venture capital, lean startup, but brings that into our businesses. And so far has incubated about 100 active ideas, and we've seen hundreds more over the course of the program.
As we have a couple hundred thousand CEOs listening in, what they want to know is how do they bring innovation into their organization? Now, a lot of their organizations are smaller than Citi. They may not have 215,000 people. Talk about the whole process of your third part of the business model of how you're bringing the innovation in.
Sure. People sometimes ask me, you know, what's it like to be chief innovation officer? Do you run innovation at Citi? And my response is, no one can run innovation at a large organization, right? Innovation is about what every employee brings to the table every day, right? And you need to figure out a way to get that into your organization. Now, your question, is there a playbook, right? How does everybody go
exactly
and do this? You know, what we've found is the reality is that, you know, the culture of every company is different. And so there's no one-size-fits-all. We've had to figure out over the years what works best at Citi. But what's worked best for us is saying, you know, it's the people in our functions, in our businesses, who are day-to-day understanding what do our clients really need? What are the pain points out there? How do we figure out what we can do to serve them in the best possible way? And so we had to create a program at Citi that embedded innovation within our businesses. Right? This is kind of the age-old question. Lots of people say, you know, is innovation, should it be off to the side? Because if you've got a special group on the side, it can do things faster and it can be, you know, maybe further on the bleeding edge of what's new. And what we found is that for us, having it embedded in the business is core. And so that's been a way for us to reach not only a handful of people, but from very senior people to people who might be on a rotational program or an internship program at Citi, are all involved in something that is about shaping the journey for the company, but also for our clients.
So you bring this into the fabric of the Citi organization.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. How? So now it sounds like everything is built upon the premise that we want to help our customers.
That's right.
So what is the process to get ideas for customers and bring them to the innovation group and the venture group?
I think this is a really important question, because we've all been saying for years and years how important it is to be client-centric, customer-centric. I bet in the interviews that you do, you can't find a person who says, you know, I don't want to be customer-centric. But what we've found is, well, everyone understands that as a mission. It's actually not that easy to do.
Especially as customers are changing.
Sure, the world is changing very quickly, and people know they want to be client-centric, but what does that mean? And so I'll tell you what it's meant for us. What it's meant for us is giving our employees a language and a tool set and a methodology to get out of the building, to get out of the four walls of Citi, to have a different type of dialogue with clients, and also to focus on not just what clients say they want, but what do they actually do? I like to think of this as the sort of gym membership thing. Everybody says they go to the gym every day, but nobody really goes to the gym every day, right? So how do you bring that same kind of truth and validity to understanding what your clients need? And for us, it's really meant everything from getting out of the building, talking to different kinds of people, building prototypes, showing people things, sometimes even mocking something up on the web and testing out whether it's something that people really want to sign up for or not. How helpful is it? And what we've discovered is that sometimes we guess what our clients' pain points are with a high degree of accuracy. And sometimes we didn't quite know. And what happens is this process of validation really leads us to work with clients, work with customers, to settle on the thing that best meets their need. And in today's rapidly changing environment, where it's not just about changing technology, it's also about changing behavior, institutional behavior and consumer behavior, and it's about your competitors seemingly moving from one industry to another with very little warning, you've got to have that contact with clients. You've got to have that real way to get to the true pain point in order to understand how to best serve them.
So what would an example of this be?
Yeah, so we've done, as I mentioned, quite a number of things. But one example, you know, there's so much hype around blockchain and what can it do. And when we started exploring blockchain, pretty near 4 years ago, we said, you know, it's not about the technology. It's about figuring out what is it that's problematic out there and what could we help solve. And so we ended up working in partnership with Chain.com, which is a portfolio company of ours, as well as with NASDAQ, in figuring out, is there a better way to help power the secondary market? And so in May of this year, we launched Citi Connect for Blockchain, which is a partnership with NASDAQ. So, you know, again, working, knowing the world is moving quickly, how do you co-create something? Not about Citi going off on its own, but about really working with our clients to figure out what it is that they need and then coming to market with something that is purpose-built to solve the issue that they have.
So that, in a way, let's shift that over now to the partnership, your second model, because that's a good example of how the third model is working.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. I've got a 4.5-year-old son, and if I ask him to draw where mommy works, he draws kind of what looks like a big house. Maybe if he were 6, he'd put pillars in front of it, but he knows that, you know, I work in a bank. And I think we all have this mental model of institutions, like they're four walls and that's the institution. The reality in this day and age is that that's not really what a company is. A company is built on partnerships. We like to think of it as permeability, right? How do you reach out and work with the best partners that you can? And how do you also open up the institution so that people can come in and work with you? And this goes to how you work with clients, how you work with academic institutions, how you work with governments, right? How do you create an ecosystem that is all about serving your clients better, and it's no longer the institution that we all hold in our brains, which is kind of four walls and a roof.
We are with Vanessa Colella from Citi, and she is the head of Citi Ventures. We're talking about the three models. We're going to take a break in a little while, and when we take the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the digital future, how the entire environment is changing quickly. But I just want to ask you, because you've got 30 seconds left, you mentioned the word permeability.
Yep.
That's really interesting. Just give everyone a sense of what your definition of that is and how other CEOs can build that into their company.
Sure.
30 seconds.
So as a former biology teacher, I think, you know, what's important is obviously every company has a perimeter, and that's important, and you build a culture and you build products and you serve your clients. You've got to figure out how you can reach outside of that and work with people effectively and let other people reach in and work with you effectively, and that's what makes a strong offering.
Okay, we're about to take a break now. When we come back, we are going to talk about the digital future with Vanessa Colella.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're speaking with Vanessa Colella, who is the head of Citi Ventures. And we were talking about the different models, the three models you have. I want to ask, when you talk the third model about bringing innovation throughout Citigroup, you had once told me there are like four special characteristics that people have at Citigroup about courage and about bravery. And I was just wondering if you could talk how all of those tie into this innovation model.
Sure, Robert. You know, when we look at all the companies we meet in Silicon Valley and Tel Aviv and elsewhere where we invest, we step back and said, what do these entrepreneurs have? Like, how are they changing the world? What is it about being an entrepreneur? And we distilled it down to four different characteristics. The first is curiosity. You know, we're all born with it. And you know, as I mentioned, I have a young son, and he's constantly asking questions. But as you grow more and more senior in an organization, you know, people expect you to have the answers, not the questions. And so what we found is that it's a very important characteristic to rekindle that curiosity of, well, why does it work that way? What if we did it this way? How could we make it work? The second is empathy. We talked before about the importance of being client-centric or customer-centric. When we think of empathy, we think it's very easy to intellectually think you know what's going on with your client, to intellectually understand how important it is to understand your customer. But empathy is really about the truly putting yourself in their shoes, truly, you know, with your heart and your gut understanding what their needs are. The third is diversity. Obviously, you know, there are many types of diversity that are important, you know, gender diversity, ethnicity, et cetera. We also believe at Citi that diversity of perspective, diversity of background. You know, I myself had not worked at a bank before I got recruited to Citi. So, you know,
you're
bringing
a PhD
people in
from MIT, that doesn't seem to fit in, but
no, well,
it does.
I think
because of permeability that we discussed in the first half.
Exactly. And I think that notion of diversity and bringing truly different perspectives to the table is something that the best entrepreneurs do very well. And the fourth, which we see in entrepreneurs and we celebrate in entrepreneurs, but I think is not often celebrated enough in large companies, is bravery. We all know that if you're going to run a startup, it takes an incredible amount of bravery. You're putting your profession on the line. In many cases, these people are putting their whole financial lives on the line, their reputation. But what goes often underreported, I think, is the amount of bravery it takes to nurture and have and grow new ideas in a big organization. And so as we've thought about innovation throughout Citi, we've thought about what makes external entrepreneurs successful and how do we rekindle and nurture those same four characteristics within a company like Citi.
I think the bravery word is a really fascinating one.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we often find, I think, that people just expect that it will somehow be easier in a big company. You've got colleagues.
I think it's harder.
It can be much harder. It can be hard to challenge the status quo. And I think that what we have found is if you can give people the extra coaching, give people the extra support. It doesn't take too many people in a meeting to support one another, but it helps to have more than one. And so we really celebrate bravery. The other thing that happens in small companies all the time, and you hear about this, is, well, the important thing about innovation is fail fast. We exist in a very highly regulated, global, complex business, right? So failing, I always say, you know, it's failing in a bank, it's, imagine you're going in for surgery and you're lying there on the gurney.
You don't want to fail fast.
You've got what kind of feels like a piece of paper on top of you. You don't want your surgeon to walk by and say, you know, Robert, I was thinking today, try something new.
Yeah.
You want your surgeon to say, you know, Robert, I have done this 1,000 times.
Right.
And you are going to walk out of here this afternoon and you're going to be just fine. We think financial services is a lot like that, right? People trust us to do the right thing in a repeatable fashion to make sure that it happens exactly the right way each time. And you have to think about how do you square that with the learning that comes from making a mistake, right? So what we have found and what is so important around bravery is that you've got to find ways for people to be able to experiment, learn in a completely constrained environment that doesn't implicate sort of failure across the system, allow them to learn, and then allows leadership to celebrate that learning. Because bravery also comes with some support from your colleagues from the top and saying, you know, we saw that, we all learned it, it was done in a very careful, contained way, and now we're able to move on and do something even better for our clients for what we just figured out.
So let's talk about the digital world we're in and the velocity of change. Your first part of the model is the investment part. Mm-hmm. How does that tie in to this current model of a fast-changing digital world?
Our investment practices are based out of Silicon Valley. Obviously, they're global, but we're very focused on being in the places around the world where things are changing most quickly. You know, we often say that change is never going to be as slow as it is today because continues to accelerate. And in that world, it can feel impossible to keep up. It can feel like, Jim's supposed to know all these things, but I've got a day job. How can I possibly stay abreast of not only the technology changes, but the expectations of my clients and the blurring of lines between industries? So what we've found is that this is not a spectator sport. You can't just watch the technology change. You can't just go once a year and meet entrepreneurs and have them talk to you about what they're doing. You've got to be in the game. You've got to kind of roll up your sleeves and be in it with them. And we find that the learning that we get from working with entrepreneurs, from helping them grow their businesses, whether it's in cybersecurity or machine learning or fintech, you know, being in the mix and helping them build these businesses, not only is, I think, a very important piece of moving our whole industry forward, but also gives us such insight into how are they thinking about serving clients? What if we could partner with them? What if we could think differently about employing this technology? How do we want to stay ahead of the bad guys who are trying to attack not only, you know, large financial services companies, but any size company? So we found, Robert, that being in it with companies, being on the same side of the table, helping entrepreneurs scale has given us just a great view into what is such a fast pace of change that I think it is impractical for any executive to think you can stay on top of it all.
And on that note, we have about 1 minute left, and I want to switch to a really fun topic, which is called the city bikes. Now, we're in New York City. Everywhere you go, there are bicycles around. You have 1 minute left. You are instrumental in driving this.
At Citi, we're really proud of Citi Bike. It's a sponsorship that we launched a couple years ago. I don't know the exact stat, but I think there are close to 45 or 50 million rides that have now happened on Citi Bike.
And Leonardo DiCaprio was just riding one of them.
He was one of the first, and it's become an institution in New York where it's the largest bike share program, I think still the largest bike share program in the globe. And it was something that we did because at Citi, we are committed to the communities that we live and work in, and we are committed to making the world a better place for our clients. And I was really proud. I think we were really proud that was one way that we could do that.
Well, congratulations to you, to Citi, and to New York on that. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum, Vanessa.
Thanks so much, Robert. Thanks, everyone.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Sanjay Shah. How are you, Sanjay?
Terrific. Thank you.
And Sanjay is not only the CEO of Vistex, which is one of the most powerful, unique go-to-market firms for anyone who wants to bring their business to market, but he's also the founder, built it from 1 to 1,300 people. But we're here for something really special today at Lehigh. Talk about what's happening at Lehigh today.
Today, I have announced a major gift for the exec ed program at Lehigh for their business school. And I'm really, really excited to be here. And the opportunity to give back to the school that has given me so much. And I owe a lot of my success to my education here.
And you certainly owe a lot, because I understand that the name Vistex actually came from Lehigh.
Absolutely. So let me share an anecdote with you. So when I was studying here, one of my professors mentioned in one of the classes that vision without execution is daydreaming, and execution without a vision is just hard work. So you really need both. And Vistex really is a fusion of vision and execution, vision to execution. And that's how I got the inspiration for the name of my organization.
And the continuing education that you're having at Lehigh, it's different than any that I've seen, because many have corporations, they send their executives, they learn management, they learn leadership. But this does something that I've never seen done before, which is it integrates research. So I think this is, in a way, this is the first time, it's unprecedented.
Absolutely. It is unprecedented on many levels. You know, exec education typically tends to refresh some of the, you know, the concepts and the learnings that you might not have had for some period of time. But what we are embarking upon here at Lehigh is indeed very different, and it is research-oriented in the sense that we are going to have the faculty actually carry out real-world practical research into issues and opportunities facing today's global organizations. And we're going to incorporate that into the learning that is imparted, and not just you know, refreshing theoretical concepts and strategies and obtuse theories.
And tying in vision and execution, because that's the premise. That's why it's
absolutely
called the Vistex. So to CEOs, and we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in now, why would you say to a CEO it's important to engage your company and your executives in something like this?
Yeah. So if you just broadly, you know, rip the roof of an organization, you'll see, you know, specialties in how you make things and then how you sell things. So, you know, we come into the picture when you talk about how you sell things. And so everything from the time that your products, or if you are a services organization, right, your services leave the factory floor to the point in time that it ends up in the hands of the consumer, all of the activities that happen that make you more effective and an efficient organization is what we do. So we look at how you price what you do. If you look at how you, the different programs that you create to incent your partners to take your products and services to the marketplace. So we look at everything holistically. And I think that's what makes us unique, and that's what should grant us the audience from CEOs.
So when you talk about the Vistex model, this is really your baby. So in 1999, there's obviously a need in the marketplace to go to market. What was the need, and how? What was your original vision to capture this need and to help people out?
Yeah. I think the original vision was probably not as extensive as, you know, has been shaped over the years, but the original vision was that when ERP systems, right, when organizations were embracing ERP system to run their
companies. And you used to work at SAP.
And I used to work at SAP, one of the pioneers of ERP. I felt that ERP was very back office focused, right, making your back office operations more efficient and not necessarily as much focused on how do you engage better with your customers and partners. The whole value chain concept that, and I, so that was the impetus for me launch into Vistex, if you will. And funnily enough, I actually did take this idea to SAP as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
boy, did they missed a great opportunity.
And again, we are strategic partners with SAP. Mm-hmm. We work very closely with them. Nearly all of our customers also have some SAP footprint in some fashion or another. So we're very fortunate to continue to work with SAP.
No, it's a great company, and I know you do have a tremendous partnership with them. So in your business, you really have five pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Describe what those are.
Yeah, so again, if you just take that one step further in terms of how you take your products and services to the marketplace, the five pillars really represent what is it that you sell. It's very important to reflect correctly what is it that you sell. You also need to then capture who is it that you're selling to or who is it that you're buying from as well, right? A lot of retailers have their sales and marketing is based on who they work with, their vendors. So the first two pillars are what is it that you sell and who is it that you sell to. The other pillars are how do you price what you sell? And how do you decide? Is it going to be cost-based pricing? If it's a very competitive marketplace, is it going to be value-based pricing? Is it going to be a combination of the two? So it's very important to be able to determine how is it that you're going to price what you sell. Then the next pillar is how do you incent not just your employees, your sales force, but also how do you incent the partners that you work with? A lot of times, products are sold through distributors and retailers and resellers. How do you incent them? And then finally, how do you stitch it all together?
Continue to talk about the five pillars and how in the fifth one, everything comes together.
Everything comes together. It's stitched together, and it helps you give a complete macro picture about what I said earlier, which was you have to really look at how do you take what you make or what you provide and get it into the hands of the eventual consumer, right? The path that travels should be viewed holistically, and that's what we bring.
Okay, so this is a big question because most CEOs I know, or divisional presidents as well, this is enormous to them. How do they go to market? How do they create something new of value? Mm-hmm. How do they connect? Now, are you helping them at all with the strategy of this, or is this strictly the technology piece?
I think it's more skewed towards technology.
Well, it has to because you're a technology company.
Because we're a technology company.
But can you help companies with the strategy?
Yeah. I think we help put all of the plumbing and all of the different components in place to help you execute on the strategy. But as we evolve and mature as an organization, I think we're beginning to see ourselves slowly move up the ladder into the strategy realm as well. Although I wouldn't call ourselves a strategy firm.
So you have an expertise in strategy, but your execution, which is true to Vistex, that you have help with the vision and the execution. You have about 1 minute more before we take a break.
Mm-hmm.
What's an example of a company that you're working with, a challenge they had, and how you help them overcome that?
Great question. So we work with 3M, for example. And 3M is in every industry sector that you can think of, from healthcare to consumer products.
But you're going to have to tell this short because we only have less than a minute.
Right. So we help 3M across all of their businesses and across all of these five pillars that I mentioned. Right. How does 3M take their products and services to the marketplace? From how they price the post-it notes to the incentives they give on all the different healthcare products that you find in hospitals. So all of that is stitched together using our software.
And that's an incredible example because, I mean, speaking with Jim Collins, who built the last Good to Great, he said 3M is the number one company in innovation. So that is the company that has the most innovations that you're helping. When we come back with Sanjay, we're going to be speaking about how he built this company and his unique philosophy on learning as well as the future of digital technology. Back in a few.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Sanjay Shah. How are you, Sanjay? Good to have you back.
Great to be back.
So the first question I have for you, 1999, you start on your own. It's mm-hmm. one person.
Yep.
Now you're 1,300 people, yep. 20 different offices. What were the challenges that you had to overcome?
I think if I were to summarize my challenges, they're probably challenges that every entrepreneur faces. But how do you persuade others to see a point of view? And not just that, but also persuade them that you truly have something to offer to them that is of value to their organization. It's just the landing the first five customers is probably the hardest part of any entrepreneur's journey.
And once you made it over there, you grew dramatically. Mm-hmm. But let's look at 2014. You did, within 6 months, four significant acquisitions. One, how do you have the courage to do that? Two, how do you acquire the cultures into your company?
Whether it's courage or whether it's insanity, sometimes
there's
lines
a thin
are
line, right?
But I think we'll stick to courage. I felt that after having spent 15 years building the organization, it was ready for some new infusion of talent and technology as well. So our four acquisitions span different parts of the globe. And I can tell you today, fast forward more than 3 years, that we are a better, stronger, and more successful organization as a result of that.
Let's talk about you personally, being a better, more successful person. So I know that you love learning. You're passionate about mm-hmm. it, so much so that you learned German, I believe, so you could code something. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What's the story behind that?
I think when I was with SAP, I wanted to really dive into the depths of the SAP technology. And so I took an assignment in Germany, and back in the mid-90s when I went there, everything happened in German. And so not only did I have to learn how to code, I also had to learn German so that I could survive, not just survive, but maybe thrive in that environment. So.
And today you speak seven languages. Mm-hmm. You also became a pilot, mm-hmm. right? What else have you done? Why is it that learning is so integral to who you are?
Yeah, because I firmly believe that it is the foundation for success, whether you realize it or not, and whether you care to admit it or not. I think learning and the process of continuous learning is instrumental in not just how you conduct yourself, but how you view the world and so on. Because learning implies that you don't know what you need to know. You need to know more. So I think that's the impetus for me.
And that's why at Lehigh it ties in. You've created the Vistex Learning for continuing education, which ties into research as well.
Absolutely.
So your real goal, I'm getting it now, is to give back to society what you've been had endowed upon yourself.
You couldn't have said it better. Yes, and it's on many different fronts, right? The opportunity to give back to the society, to America, to my alma mater, which is what I owe a lot of my success to, but also to send a message to the business community and the people that we work with on a daily basis, that we put our money where our mouth is, and we want you to also be lifelong learners, and this is a manifestation of that.
Yeah, and I know you've done incredible things. Like, on a personal note, you have, I believe it is, the most expensive real estate transaction, your personal home in Chicago, in history. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
That must be some place. It's the whole 89th floor?
Of the whole 89th floor of the Trump Tower in Chicago, which is an incredibly...
So what inspires you most when you go in the morning? Where do you go for your ideas? Do you have a certain room? Do you look out? Do you get a panoramic view? Where does a guy like you go?
I think I go to my computer first and figure out what's happening in the world around me. That's what I do first, over a cup of coffee.
Okay, and that coffee helps. But let's talk about the computer. What CEOs are seriously interested, scared, mm-hmm. and excited about mm-hmm. is the future of that digital world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've said that it's not going to be as much about substance now. It's going to be more about substance, less about show and tell. Talk about what your vision of what technology will be like over the next few years.
Yeah, I think first of all, there's nothing to be scared about. It's like, you know, we were scared in the 80s about automation. Hindsight now, it's nothing to be scared about. It's made the world a much better place, right? In the 90s, we were scared about the internet revolution and what's going to happen, right? The world's a better place as a result of that. I think the digital transformation that we're seeing today, where technology is helping us, you know, be more effective and efficient, I think that not just at a personal level as a consumer, but also as a business professional, it's going to open up a lot of different doors, whether you talk about machine learning and artificial intelligence. It's going to transform how even service, how businesses service each other is going to be undergoing a dramatic transformation.
How about AI? What is your picture? A lot of people are concerned that M2M supersedes the human race.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a great point that that hasn't happened. What is, do you believe the future of AI will be over the next, say, decade?
I think AI is really going to fuel human intelligence, right? AI is what it is. It's artificial intelligence, right? It's not going to control your life, but it's going to give you the nourishment, if you will. It's the fuel that'll help humans be more intelligent in how they run their businesses and run their lives.
Important question. What is the website for Vistex if people want to know? And we know it's vision and execution, but anyone who has a product they want to go to market, understand their sales.
So Vistex.com.
Vistex.com. And you've about 2 minutes left. Talk about what you really plan on the future of Vistex being. You grew it from one guy, mm-hmm. right? Now to 1,300 people. And you have the top clients, GE, GM, Adobe, PwC.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future?
That's a great question. And while nobody knows what the future brings, I believe that, as I wake up every day and see where I have brought Vistex today, right, from 1 to 1,300 and from 0 to well over 200 million in a bootstrap fashion.
No investors.
Which is, I believe, somewhat unique. I want to take Vistex even further. Right? I believe that we've just begun to scratch the surface about what I shared with you about the go-to-market paradigm. We've just begun to scratch the surface, and then there is so much more to do. And hopefully in the not-too-distant future, you may be interviewing me as at the helm of a billion-dollar company.
I frankly would not be surprised, because everyone here, when we're speaking with Sanjay Shah, go to Vistex.com, go to Lehi's website. Here is a person self-made because he had a passion for learning and a great curiosity for success. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.